Have you ever encountered a life hack? Do you know what it means to be squicked? These were all runners-up for the coveted distinction of the New Oxford American Dictionary's 2005 Word of the Year. Those and a bunch of other neologisms you've never heard of will be included in the next online update of the dictionary due out early next year. Erin McKean is the New Oxford American Editor-in-Chief, and she joins me now to explain the difference between an IDP and an IED. Erin, welcome to OTM.
Thank you.
Erin, the New Oxford American Word of the Year 2005, I'm happy to report, is one very near and dear to the soul of this radio program. Drumroll, please. The word is...
podcast. I'm really happy to think that maybe in a very meta way, people are hearing that podcast is the word of the year on a podcast. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Tell me, according to the New Oxford American Dictionary, what's a podcast and how it wound up as word of the year?
We define a podcast as a digital recording of a radio broadcast or a similar program made available on the internet for downloading to a personal audio player. I really wanted to put podcast into the print edition that came out earlier this year, but we just didn't have enough evidence for it. And then about, 3 weeks after our print deadline, the word just blew up. It was everywhere. And so when it came time to choose the word of the year, I was a staunch advocate for podcast. And now everybody and their uncle has a podcast.
Okay, thank you. Fine, sure, to value what we do. So has technology always been a driving force behind bringing new words into the lexicon?
It's hard to say whether technology is really the driving force or whether it's some kind of observer paradox in that it's very easy for us to find technology words. Because where do people discuss technology? They do it on the internet, and the internet's very easy to search. Words that don't get talked about on the internet are harder to find. That doesn't mean we aren't looking for them. It just means that we have a lot of evidence from the technology arena and less evidence about, say, terms of cat breeding or surfer talk or stuff like that.
Erin, have you ever been squicked by something? And what question have I just asked? Because I actually have no idea.
You have just asked whether I have been immediately revolted by something.
Where does this come from? It sounds kind of like surfer parlance.
I actually cannot say on the radio where this word came from because somebody sent me a link to a Usenet news group called alt.tasteless, which should give you an idea of why I can't talk about the etymology of this word on the radio. But, you know, Google is out there and it will be a friend to you if you want to find out.
All right. Well, I'd like to tell you that I just don't even want to know, but
you don't want to know.
I really, really do.
Me.
So as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to, in journalism circles, a hack is a pejorative term, but what about a life hack? And where does that come from?
Computer geeks think of hacks as generally good things. They make stuff work in a better way, possibly not the way the original manufacturers intended, whereas non-computer people see the word hacker and they have very negative connotations. So a life hack is any kind of little trick that you use to make something work more efficiently or to do something more effectively. For instance, a very simple life hack is to pick one place for your keys and never put them anywhere other than that.
It's a solution to a persistent
problem.
It's
kind of like a very geeky kind of hints from Heloise.
Okay. Erin, after World War II, the acronym DP for displaced persons was very popular and quickly became, as many descriptives do, offensive to those who had emigrated here to escape persecution because it became stigmatized. What is an IDP, and when did that shorthand creep into the language?
IDP is actually pretty old. We have citations from the 30s, but it came to prominence this past year when there was that big controversy over whether you could tell people who had been affected by Hurricane Katrina, whether you could call them evacuees or refugees. And both of those terms became stigmatized. And so IDP, which is much more bureaucratic, was used instead.
And it stands for?
Internally displaced person.
Now, we promised an explanation of the difference between IDP and IED. Erin, what's IED?
An improvised explosive device. IED is a word that really owes its place on this list to the war in Iraq.
One more question. If I were to throw an iPod in Times Square, am I likely to hit someone who knows what in the world reggaeton is?
I'm pretty sure you would be able, depending on your aim. It's a Latin American dance music, which is getting a lot of play here, and it combines elements of reggae with hip-hop and rap. It's pretty catchy, I have to say.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Erin McKean is the editor-in-chief of the New Oxford American Dictionary, where in its 2006 updated version online, you'll find all of the words we just talked about, and no doubt quite a few more.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.